The 15th International AIDS Conference opened today in Bangkok. It's not a typical medical meeting. Scientists will be presenting papers, but legions of protesters and people living with AIDS will be presenting their views as well. Thailand, the host of this year's conference, has made strides in reducing HIV infections and providing drug treatment to infected people. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, even Thailand is under pressure to do more.
This is the biggest AIDS meeting ever, attracting 17,000 people from around the world. The opening ceremony featured UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and Miss Universe. Thailand's Prime Minister, Thaksin Shinawatra, reminded the gathering what AIDS has done to the world since the early 1980s.
Within this relatively short period of time, AIDS has taken away more than 20 million lives, a figure that surpasses any single cause of death in our modern history.
And the pandemic is still in its infancy, Thaksin said.
In Africa, Asia, Eastern Europe, in every continent and in every country, it is painfully clear by now that HIV and AIDS are threatening the lives of people throughout the world.
The Prime Minister acknowledged the bitterest criticism of his AIDS policy, a crackdown on drug users that many say has merely driven AIDS underground. He said his policy has changed.
In the past, drug use was treated like a crime, which warranted severe punishment. At present, our mindsets have changed. We now see drug users as patients who require our support and treatment.
Thaksin also said Thailand will donate generic AIDS drugs to laboring Laos, Myanmar, and Cambodia, which have bigger AIDS problems than Thailand. But outside the hall, hundreds of protesters were impatient with mere talk about universal access to HIV treatment.
What do you want?
Treatment!
What do you want?
Treatment!
Prudence Mabele came to the meeting from South Africa.
We've heard a lot of lies from all the governments about the fact that they're going to give treatment. AIDS treatment everywhere around the world, it's not visible. So we want everyone to access treatment. That's why we are here.
Universal access to treatment is the official theme of this week's conference, but many of its most ardent supporters acknowledge it's going to take longer than many had thought. Richard Knox, NPR News, Bangkok.